You are ancient.
Good morning, Solomon's Porch. We're going to read from Luke 19, verses 28 on today. So if you could possibly open your Bibles. It's Luke 19, verse 28. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the rocks would shout out.' As he came near and saw the church, he wept over it. He wept over it. Saying, if you had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up ramparts around you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will crush you to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave within you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God." Then he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling things there. He said, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people kept looking for a way to kill him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were spellbound by what they heard. So the message today is about praise. As we just read in the text, what happens is Jesus is on his way, and when his disciples recognize who he is and what he is doing, and they recognize the power of God, it says that the Pharisees come along and they say, tell your disciples to stop. And the message today is about, when do we praise? What happens in our lives when we decide to commit? Because in this time, when people were praising him, what they were basically doing is they were committing to believing in him as the Christ. They were committing to believing in him as the Savior, and they were committing to saying that this is God, this is the work of God. And when we do that, to draw a comparison, when we do that in our lives, the question is, what happens? When they did it, the Pharisees came up to them and said, "Stop." When we do it, the enemy finds a way to come up and to discourage us. When we commit to serving, when we commit to giving our lives over to the Lord, to giving our very best to God, the enemy finds a way to discourage us, to extinguish that spark of faith that rises up inside of us. This is something that happens to us a lot. When we decide to give him praise like we have never given God before, the enemy tries to bring in people, circumstances, and situations to dampen our spirits and to mess with our minds. And in line with praising, I know it's very easy sometimes, even for me, when I hear, you know, "Oh, praise God in times of trouble. Praise God when you're in difficulty." And so I'm just here to share how I feel about praise and how I approach it, keeping biblical context in mind. And so keeping in light that the enemy does everything he can to keep us from praising. I think something that helps is to remember that we were created for praise. We were created in God's image to worship Him with the angels. And when Christians praise, when we pray, we stand united. When each of us, no matter what circumstance brings, no matter what happens in our lives, when we all stand and praise the Lord, there is something that unifies us. It's that faith that says God is good. And unity is something that breaks the back of the enemy. When we decide to commit our lives to the Lord, we, whether we like it or not, we enter into a spiritual battle. Because we say that we're going to serve, and the enemy comes at us and says, I'm not going to let that happen if I can. And so, keeping in mind that we're in a spiritual battle, one of the things that empowers us is unity. The enemy always tries to divide and conquer. So the enemy will try to isolate us, will put us in situations, or will bring us into places with people or circumstances where we isolate ourselves. And coming together as one body, at church, at house church, even in quiet time, but when Christians lift up praises to the Lord, something changes. In the battle that rages, in the battle that goes on over our spirits and our hearts to serve, something changes. And over here, when the Pharisees come up to the Lord and they tell him to stop, he says, it doesn't matter if they stop or not. If they were not to cry out my praises, the rocks would cry out my praises. And so we know that at the end of the day, God is worthy of praise, no matter what. So when it comes down to it, sometimes it's, how can I praise? It's so hard. Everything I'm going through, these people I'm dealing with, the things that come at me, nobody understands. It's so hard. But that's where faith comes in. It's individual prayer. It's to be able to see in the spirit and not with the flesh. God teaches us to pray as if it has already been done. How does faith work? In Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not yet seen. And so when we're praying, oftentimes we're in times of trouble. Someone's sick, we're looking for jobs, relationships, things that really, really affect us. The enemy knows how to get at us. And so faith is the assurance of praying as though we've already received it. And it's when we pray with that conviction and that faith, the praise naturally flows out of us. It's heartfelt praise because we believe with all of our hearts that the Lord is faithful. He's faithful beyond a doubt, and He is going to come through in our situation. I read in a book, faith is the currency of heaven. The more we pray in faith, believing our prayers have been answered, the stronger they are. And also the Bible talks about the power of the spoken word. In Proverbs 18:21, you know, it says the power of the tongue has life and death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we learn about types of prayer, and there's proclamation prayer and declaration prayer. And so when we're struggling, when we're going through a hard time, if we stand firm in our faith, believing that we're getting through this, believing that God is faithful and we're going to get through successfully as overcomers, no matter what, the praise just naturally flows out of us. It will naturally flow out of us. And there's moments of such despair. We've all felt them. When the enemy really comes at you and you don't have that in you. And sometimes it's just a choice to say, God, you are good. God, no matter what happens, I don't see how this works out in your economy, but you are good. And when we offer up that praise, we win a part of that spiritual battle. Praying in the opposite spirit and praying, moving in the opposite spirit. The Bible says, "Do not," in Philippians 4:6, most of us already know this one, "do not be anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God." And so again, we see the instruction not to be anxious, not to despair, but in faith to rise up and to give thanksgiving. And it's impossible to give thanks if you don't believe. And so there is that element of saying, God, I believe that you're going to come through for me. God, I believe that you are good. And that no matter what my circumstance says, no matter what I see in the physical, that I will rise up. I will rise up above what I see, above what I feel. I will hold on to the word. I will hold on to your promise to me in the word. And I will not be shaken. Believing without seeing, right? The Bible says, blessed is he who believes and does not see yet. If we pray with faith and conviction, believing we have all that we need, then the praises will naturally follow. The character of God, when we study, when PSAM preaches, when we go through discipleship classes, we learn about the character of God. And the character of God promises us that he is more than enough, that he is more than everything that we need. And so it's a matter of when the enemy brings discouragement or gets at us in some way, really knowing how to discourage us from our walk with the Lord, for us to say, no, that's not who God is. My Bible says God is a provider. My Bible says God takes care of every need. He knows my every thought. He knows how I'm feeling. And I feel like when we hold on to the word and we believe, we choose to believe. Sometimes you don't feel it. You just have to choose it. You have to choose to believe that God is faithful. You have to choose to believe he's going to get that job. And keeping in perspective the fact that the only reason the enemy is attacking us is because there is power. There is power in the spoken word that each one of us speaks forth. The Bible says that when the believer speaks, power goes forth. When we pray, if we choose to pray proclamation prayers, if we choose to give thanksgiving and believe that our prayers are already answered, our praises flow. We know it's a done deal in heaven. You know sometimes it's the will of God. You know, we're going to pray for people today, and we're going to pray for things like sickness. We're going to pray for jobs. And we know without a doubt this is the will of God. God does not desire for us to suffer in these areas. And so when we pray, if we pray with power, pray knowing the authority that we have, giving praise and thanksgiving, they go together. You can't give thanksgiving and say, thank you, God, for answering my prayer without the praise. And so let's remember that as we pray, our words have the power to proclaim and bring praise into the courts of heaven. And as we do that, we give the Lord power to work in our lives. As I said, there's a spiritual battle that goes on. And when we praise, when we pray, the angels are almost strengthened in that battle. And that's at a personal level. We can do so much, and we can change so much in our lives if we just choose to speak out the word, if we just choose to speak out in faith. And there's something very powerful about the spoken word. If we just stop and think, you have all this new age stuff, all this positive energy, and you've all, and what are they doing? They're proclaiming the word of God. Not the word of God, sorry. They're proclaiming something. But there's power in proclamation. And that's the point. And when we as believers do that, there is so much more power, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and Jesus lives in us and ministers through us. And that's at an individual level, the effect in our families, in our workplaces, in our relationships, the people we meet that we can make. And at a church level, we're still called to be warriors. The same principle applies. When as a church we stand together and praise him, when as a church we stand together and proclaim, today when we will proclaim over the people that are sick, that are looking for jobs, for each of the slides that will come up, for families, for troubles in relationships, for everything, when we proclaim, we have the power to change things. We have the power to change and influence a brother's life, a sister's life, by lifting up our voices in praise and thanksgiving. So let's spend a few minutes in prayer. If there's something that we're struggling with, or some way that the enemy has really, really tried to get at us, let's ask God to reveal the strategy. And let's move in the opposite spirit. Let's choose to pray saying, God, I thank you. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your promise. And I thank you for what you're going to do in my life. Let's spend a few minutes praying for ourselves. And as we pray, let's remember that we were created to be overcomers. We were not created to be anything, under anything, except for the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. We were created to be victorious. And so whatever the battle is that we struggle with, that our family members struggle with, anything that we're praying for in our sphere of influence, let us pray with the confidence of knowing that every word we speak makes a difference.
So dear, thank you. I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross. You were as I, tempted and tried. Human. The Word became flesh, bore my sin and death. And now you're risen. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross, where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross. Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's hill, where your blood was spilled. For my ransom, everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross, where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross.
So as we pray today, let's make it a choice that no matter what happens, we choose to praise God in all circumstances and situations, and to not let anything, no matter what the enemy tries to come at us with, do not let it steal our praises, to continue to choose to praise God. Not seeing with the eyes of the flesh, but seeing in the eyes of the Spirit that God is faithful. Let's make that commitment, if the Holy Spirit leads you, that God, no matter what, I commit this day, that nothing will steal the praise that I have for you. Nothing will shake my faith. A good example, as most of us should know, is Job. No matter what happened, his wife says to him, curse God, and he says, no. Children are gone. Everything he owns is gone. And he says, no, I choose to praise God. May we never be in such a dire circumstance. May our faith never be tested to that extent. But in the things that we do face every day, let us choose to say, Lord, I praise you. Nothing's going to steal that from me. Nothing's going to steal the joy of praising my Lord and Savior. This devotional was written by John Malcolm, who is the pastor of Cavalry Church in Hong Kong. He's married to Valerie, and they have 3 children, 2 girls and 1 boy. And they enjoy going on mission trips and traveling. And so let's spend a couple of minutes and pray for them as well. Let's pray that this is true in their lives, that they choose to be men and women, warriors for the kingdom, that they choose to be one unit, one family of God that chooses to praise no matter what the enemy brings against them. Let's just pray for them for a couple of minutes. Let's pray for their ministry. Let's pray for their mission trips. Let's pray for greater anointing in each of their lives as they continue to minister. Let's pray protection from the enemy's attacks. Let's cover this family as they serve the Lord. John Malcolm and his wife, Valerie. Let's also pray protection specifically over their relationships within the family and their marriage as well, because we know that the enemy tries to strike at the very heart where it hurts the most. So let's cover them. Let's cover their relationships, their family, and their marriage. Father God, Lord, we just declare that the enemy has no place here, Lord, that you protect them, that you protect their family. Let's also pray for their ministry, Calvary Church in Hong Kong. Let's pray that whatever the vision and the mission is of that church, whatever the calling is that the Lord has spoken to Pastor John Malcolm. Let's pray for that. Let's pray for that to come to fruition, that the Lord would continue to work powerfully, that He would continue to move over their congregation, that whatever the Lord has purposed for this body of Christ, that they would walk in that to the fullest. Let's cover their ministry. Let's also pray for our SB community. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters, or those that we have relationships with that are sick with cancer. And there's one transplant as well up there. It's also cancer. Let's proclaim God's healing power. Let's proclaim in faith. Let's give praise and say, thank you, Lord, because this is who you are. Let's also pray for those that are sick, but also need to receive the Lord. Let's speak, let's proclaim, let's speak out salvation over their lives. Let's pray that the Lord is a testimony, and that coming to know the Lord is a testimony in each of their lives. Let's also pray for those that have other infirmities, that there's other kinds of illnesses that the enemies come at them with. Let's proclaim God's healing power over each of these people. each of our brothers and sisters. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking for jobs. Let's pray for each of them again by name. Let's proclaim the Lord's faithfulness to be the provider in their lives as well. Let's pray that they will stand firm in their faith during this time. And they would choose to pray. Let's also pray for our mission focus, which today is the Indonesia ministry and the Singapore future church plant. Let's pray for Febe and Kupang and the future church plant for our church in Singapore. Let's ask the Lord to move. Let's ask the Lord to use us. Let's pray and thank God that He is using us, and also that we would hear, that the leaders would hear very clearly from the Lord exactly what it is that He desires for us to do. So let's spend a few minutes and pray for Indonesia, the Phoebe and Kupang ministries, and Singapore for the church plant that is to take place there. We thank you, Lord, that you are working, Father God, Lord, that you are faithful, Lord, that you never cease, Father. Lord, that you are continually working towards the good of those who love you, Lord. Just bring forth so much anointing and power, Father, to flow forth out of these ministries, Lord. In Singapore, Father, Lord, that you are raising up a new generation, Lord. Father God, that you are raising up, Lord, just a new generation of SPers, Lord. Lord, we say yes and amen, Father God, Lord, that it is your desire, Father God, Lord, for your church to grow and multiply and spread, Father God, Lord, that more and more people, Father God, Lord, can draw closer to you, Lord. Lord, may the focus always be you. Let's also pray for our education ministries, which are Noah's Ark, SP Youth, and the College Group. Let's pray. Let's thank God for the generation of warriors that He is raising up. Let's pray that we can all work together and serve the Lord so that our ceiling is their threshing floor. Let's pray for a greater measure of anointing over each of the members of the children that go to Noah's Ark and the SP Youth kids, as well as the College Group, that no matter what the world says and no matter what the world sees as being good, that they would choose to hold themselves to a higher standard, that they would choose to believe in the promises of the Bible, and that they would not be satisfied with the instant gratification, especially for the youth and the College Group, that their lives is not about instant gratification, but it's about serving the Lord and having made that commitment that they would self-consciously pursue God, and that they would continue in their walk. Let's pray for the little children. This is the next generation that's rising up as well. Let's pray that their warriors in their schools with their friends that they are little boys and little girls that stand for the righteousness of God. Let's pray an anointing over all of the youth that are a part of Solomon's porch, that they are different. And when people see them, they recognize there's something different. Not in a weird way, but that there's something good that's different. That when people see it, they want it. There's something in our members and their children that goes forth into the world. Father God, Lord, we lift up the education ministries, Lord. Father God, Lord, we pray for greater anointing, Father God, Lord, that the ceilings we reach, Father God, Lord, that the mountains we climb, Father God, in our lives, Father God, Lord, that these are only the threshing floor, Father God. That's where they begin, Father God, Lord. We release, Father God, Lord, we release an anointing over them, Father, Lord, that they would walk into the fullness and the calling of your life, Lord, of their life, Father God, Lord, that you have for their life. Let's pray for our families and the marriages in our church. Let's pray for love, healing, unity, restoration, and protection. We've just committed to praising God no matter what and giving thanksgiving. So let's thank Him that this is something that He will do. That no matter what the enemy brings, that our brothers and sisters would also choose to praise Him and to give God space to work in their lives. Like I said before, marriage and family is the very foundation of the things that affect us. It's a very foundation, part of, not our identity, but part of where our happiness comes from every day. And if that's not a happy place, then that's a real open door for the enemy to get at our brothers, our sisters, to get at other warriors that are fighting this battle alongside us. You know, sometimes it almost seems like, oh, it's not me, so it's somebody else. But when you look at the bigger picture, these are not just brothers and sisters, but these are warriors in the army alongside you. And if the enemy takes them out, guess who's next? Let's cover our brothers and sisters. Let's cover our fellow warriors in this battle. It's very important that we do. It's very important in an army that each member stands strong. You know, we've all heard, you're only as strong as, you know, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So let's cover. It's no use saying, oh, I'm doing fine, my family's fine, my marriage is fine, so I'll just give lip service to the others. But this is important. Let's really cover our marriages, family relationships, even with parents, brothers and sisters who are struggling with their parents, or other siblings, or any kind of relationship within families. Let's really cover. Father God, Lord, we just stand guard, Father God, Lord, that the enemy will not have his way, Father God, Lord. That this is one body, Lord, one church, Father God, Lord. And we cover, Lord, our fellow warriors, Father God, Lord. We come, we stand in the gap, Lord, and we say, Father God, Lord, no. Lord, we say no to the enemy, Lord. Let's pray, Father. Father God, we pray, Father God, Lord, that you would come, Father God, Lord, and you would change hearts, Father God, Lord. Pray, Father God, Lord, for humility, Lord. Whatever stronghold, Lord, the enemy has raised up, Lord. Whatever stronghold the enemy has raised up against the knowledge of God, Lord, we just come against that. Lord, no strongholds, Father God, Lord. Nothing that comes against the knowledge of who you are. Let's also pray for our house churches. Let's pray for Bel Air. Let's pray for McDaddy and Robinson family. Let's pray and cover them. Let's pray for the leaders in each of these house churches. Let's pray that they are able, to lead with God's calling. Let's pray that they are able to follow in what the Lord has called them to do. Let's pray for the brothers and sisters who attend these house churches, that they would be a part of a family. And for the lie of the enemy that says that you do not belong or anything else that the enemy comes at, let's cover our brothers and sisters and really, really pray for each of these house churches. Let's also thank God for our house churches. This is where we really get to fellowship and experience koinonia, which is such an important part of the Christian walk. So let's thank God that we have this opportunity to fellowship with our brothers and sisters in praise, worship, and thanksgiving. And finally, let's pray for the weekend here at SP. We have services on Sunday. We have worship, the hospitality ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, the GIC and EG classes, the outreaches, the missions that go out, and all of the other meetings that may happen this weekend. Let's cover them. Let's pray. Let's pray for those ministering to be anointed, to experience God in a new way. Let's pray for the leaders to hear God clearly. Let's cover each and every aspect as the Lord leads you. And so, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for who you are. Lord, we thank you for calling us chosen. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have the honor and the privilege of praising, of joining in with the angels and praising the Creator of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We thank you for allowing us that privilege and that honor. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would help us in our faith, Lord, that you would help us that no matter what the enemy brings our way, no matter what our circumstances are, Lord, that we would be able to see in the eyes of the Spirit. We would see what you are doing, Lord. We would hold on to your promise when we cannot see, Lord, that we would hold on to your word and your promises in the word to us. And we would choose to praise you because that is truly a privilege. Lord, that there is nothing, there is no stronghold that the enemy will raise up or an area in our life, Lord, where we cannot choose to praise you. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Solomon's Porch, for our brothers and sisters, Lord, for calling us to be a part of something so much bigger than ourselves. Lord, to allow us to be a part in the history that you are making. Lord, we praise you. You are worthy of praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.